There is a small forest next to a village up north. It's called 취간림, and it means a forest where kingfishers sing at the water. The forest is filled with 500-year-old juniper trees, and a pristine stream runs across the forest, carrying the scent of the trees. The forest celebrates a legendary man who lived in this region during the 12th century. He was originally an official, serving the king at the palace, but he foresaw the collapse of the kingdom. He went into exile here with his family, teaching young students to prepare for the future. Indeed, a new dynasty came into reign, and the new king recognized his talent and wanted to hire him, bestowing an official post. But the man fled his home to avoid the emissary, and he secluded himself for the rest of his life. Later, a pavilion was built to commemorate this man, and the forest was named after the name of this pavilion. Unfortunately, only the forest remains to this day. The tower and monuments in the middle of the forest were built in 2008 in the memory of the anonymous fighters who died in battle against the Japanese colonial rule of Korea.